This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Virus cases jam hospitals.
Patients keep on coming every single day.
Presidents push for schools.
We want to get them open quickly, beautifully in the fall.
Book details from Trump relative.
She describes a man with sociopathic tendencies.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A record 60,000 coronavirus cases were reported in the U.S. yesterday. The totals now are on 3 million since the pandemic began. Our coverage begins with CBS's David Begnaud in Miami.
We are seeing a significant increase in the amount of COVID cases.
This is Dr. Sergio Seguera. He is the chief medical officer at Baptist Hospital in Miami. He worries that South Florida's hospitals may be overwhelmed. ICUs at more than 50 Florida hospitals are now at capacity. On Tuesday, Florida recorded its highest ever percentage of positive coronavirus tests. But Florida's governor downplayed concerns.
I mean, the fact of the matter is the mortality rate for people who are hospitalized now is lower than it was in March.
Listen to what Dr. Anthony Fauci said about that.
It's a false narrative to take comfort in a lower rate of death. There's so many other things that are very dangerous and bad about this virus.
Texas reported 10,000 virus cases yesterday. Many big city hospitals are jammed, and doctors and nurses say supplies of protective equipment are running short. In San Antonio, CBS's Janet Shamlian reports on the effort to enforce a face mask mandate.
Pastor Ron Arbaugh is full of regret after allowing members to embrace when his church, Calvary Chapel in Universal City, Texas, reopened in May. More than 50 people who were there have coronavirus, including Arbaugh's wife and the pastor himself.
I wish I could go back and make a different decision now, but unfortunately I can't do that.
Arbaugh says only about half his congregants were wearing masks. It was well before Governor Greg Abbott's mandate to wear them. Nacogdoches Sheriff Jason Bridges says he doesn't want to write citations, but deputies will remind people of the order.
We believe in science. We're not anti-mask. Our jail staff has been wearing masks back in the jail since this thing has started.
In Washington, there's a new focus on getting schools open in the fall.
The White House Forum featured doctors, parents, teachers, administrators, and students, like Cameron Vaughn from a California Catholic prep school.
It means a lot to our emotional health and our mental health just to be out there with our friends.
Those present expressed confidence that schools could mitigate COVID spread, but there was little discussion of how or talk about the impact on teachers who might be vulnerable. President Trump said some governors have, for political reasons, been reticent to send students back.
We're going to be putting a lot of pressure on open your schools in the fall.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
A major university says party life on campus is effectively over.
Tulane's dean of students says large parties may not just get you sick, they could get you thrown out of school. Her email warning comes after social media videos showed large groups of students during 4th of July weekend without masks and with no social distancing. Dean Erica Woodley calls that behavior disrespectful, selfish, dangerous, indefensible, and, quote, truly shameful. She says anyone hosting a party or gathering with 15 or more people will be suspended or expelled. Peter King, CBS News.
Excerpts of a new book about President Trump written by his estranged niece are out. The White House says it's filled with ridiculous and absurd accusations. CBS's Paula Reed.
Mary Trump reveals a firsthand and intimate account of her famous uncle's upbringing and rise to become the most powerful man in the world. She lays out a case claiming that he is a narcissist. Using her background in clinical psychology, Mary Trump points to the president's relationship with his father, Fred, who she calls a sociopath, saying the elder Trump perverted his son's perception of the world and damaged his ability to live in it. and portrays a man who still, to this day, seeks his deceased father's approval.
The book is published by Simon & Schuster, a division of Viacom-CBS. Turns out, Chief Justice John Roberts spent a night in a hospital last month after he fell and injured his forehead. CBS's Jan Crawford covers the Supreme Court.
He hit his head while he was, quote, walking for exercise near his home, according to the Supreme Court. The injury required some sutures, and, quote, out of abundance of caution, the Chief Justice stayed in the hospital overnight. He was discharged the next morning.
The court says doctors believe the fall was caused by lightheadedness caused by dehydration, not a seizure. Roberts had suffered seizures that led to falls in 1993 and 2007. Mexico's president is in the U.S. to visit President Trump. It's Andrés Manuel López Obrador's first trip outside his country since taking office, and it's largely to boost the new North American trade deal. Canada's Justin Trudeau decided not to attend. New developments in the story of an alleged racial attack in Bloomington, Indiana. Attorney Catherine Leal represents the black man who says a group of whites assaulted him near a lake, with one calling for a noose.
An official investigation has been opened up by the FBI, and they are investigating this as a hate crime.
She says state officials didn't act rapidly enough when told of the incident. No arrests have been made. Now to Fort Myers, Florida.
You're coming close to me. You're coming close
to me. Back off! Threaten me again!
The explosive scene at a Costco when a man was told by someone at the store he should be wearing a face mask, as store policy dictates. The man's employer, an insurance agency, has now fired him. And in California,
Asian piece
of... Oh my God.
A tech CEO has apologized for that profane rant aimed at an Asian American family at a restaurant. Michael Lofthouse runs the Solid 8 company. In the mid-1990s, Mary Kay Letourneau was at the center of a scandal.
I did something that I had no right to do, morally or legally.
Her guilty plea in Washington State for raping her former sixth grade student. She went to prison. They later married and had two children. Others word Letourneau has died at 58 of cancer. She told her story in a book that became a TV movie. There's a new threat lurking in the waters off Hawaii.
This is a nuisance seaweed.
And it's killing part of pristine coral reef in one of the nation's most protected ocean environments. University of Hawaii scientist and lead researcher Allison Sherwood says a discovery was made when NOAA scientists surveyed the area last summer.
We don't have a name for this alga. That's rare. You don't typically find something coming into an environment and causing this level of alarm and simply not knowing what it is or where it might have come from.
Officials say they're worried about the species being inadvertently introduced to other islands by ships and divers. Bill Rakoff, CBS News.
I am taking the red hat off, Kanye West tells Forbes magazine, saying he no longer supports President Trump, and he insisted he is serious about his own run for president, something he dropped last weekend on social media. West also tells the magazine he had been sick with COVID-19 and would be suspicious of vaccines developed to fight it. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.